This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump invited congressional leaders from both parties for another White House meeting Friday on how to end the government shutdown, which is about to end its third week. The invitation came after Democratic lawmakers took control of the U.S. House of Representatives, with California's Nancy Pelosi named Speaker of the House for the second time. With one quarter of the U.S. government still shut down, the House passed two funding bills Thursday night, one for Homeland Security, the other for other agencies that are also shuttered. But Pelosi said the House will not approve money for a border wall with Mexico.
We are diligent and persistent in trying to open up government.
Any legislation would have to pass the Republican-controlled Senate and be signed by President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats continue to ignore what authorities say is necessary for border security.
Let's not waste the time. Let's not get off on the wrong foot with House Democrats using their platform to produce political statements rather than serious solutions.
Meanwhile, at the White House Thursday, President Trump offered congratulations to Nancy Pelosi for winning the speakership. The president said he hopes he and Pelosi can work together, but he said he has received a lot of support for a border wall with Mexico.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
Trump has demanded more than $5.5 billion for a wall along the Mexican border, something that congressional Democrats have said they will not pass. Meanwhile, one quarter of the U.S. government remains shut down, with about 800,000 federal workers furloughed or working without pay. This